Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise. Buddy Slowick. And you're welcome to call in anytime on our Super Talk call-in line. That's 888-808-8637. C-Spire text line. Hey, we'd like to see those text lines just light up with all sorts of great questions or even comments or just anything at all. Just send it to us at 601-879-4395. That's our C-Spire text line. We'd love to hear from you. And this is, amazingly enough, a Labor Day weekend. And we're going to have the long weekend off. But Labor Day is the day that we recognize the American labor movement and the people who have made, given their all to make this a great state and a great country. And they're laborers. They're people who get out and go to work every day and do it with heart and care so much about it. That's what Labor Day is all about. So, yes, do we need to celebrate those people who will actually go out and do some labor? That yes, we do. We do need to celebrate those. And I happened to see yesterday something on the news I thought was kind of important too. It'd be a great day also to celebrate service dogs. I've seen service dogs do so much to help people so many ways. I go to lunch most days with a gentleman who's in, I think, in one of the wars in the east somewhere, and he's got a service dog. And, man, talk about an animal that really cares about their human. It's amazing. I'm just blown away by it. It's just, like, amazing. But at any rate, it's Labor Day weekend, and I hope you have great plans for this weekend, and I hope you enjoy this weekend and have a good time. All right. Lance kind of scared me a little this morning. I was in the green room watching the Garden Mama show on. We have a large screen in there, but I had no volume up, so I didn't know what they were talking about. I was just from time to time, I'd look up at the screen. Then all of a sudden, out in the Gulf, there's this massive storm, and I'm going, I had no idea that was out there. What's going on? And I went to see Lance turn the break, and he said, oh, no, that was just Katrina. Lance, what are you trying to do anyway?
Hey, you know, just keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
It is the first day of, you know, real college football season, the day after high school ball. Everybody's a little bit off, probably. Stayed up late, getting up early. Maybe already had the morning Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Throw them off a little bit if you can.
Yeah, and a lot of people already headed up to state for that game.
Man. I saw it looked like a mule train.
Going
to Oxford and Starkville yesterday.
My daughter and her children and her husband are going up there today.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
Well, I have a granddaughter in the marching band at state, so she wants to go up and be with her daughter, and I don't blame her. I would go too, but I'm here, and this is a good place to be. I like being here. But at any rate, that is what this weekend is all about.
It's late enough that you could still get there. Really, really.
You do have to measure the want to.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the same way. Almost today, I don't have to work in the afternoon. I thought about riding up to Oxford. Then I said, what? Now, what are you thinking, man?
You got to measure
Why
the want to.
Why are you doing that? Just watch it on TV.
Yeah.
And get some rest.
Yeah, that's
it. Get ready for a busy week.
That's what I'm going to do, is watch it on TV and just be happy like this. All right. Shows like this, they bring building solutions, repairs, remodeling, home maintenance, and get people involved in the construction industry with training. Like that's what Build Mississippi is all about, is training individuals who want to get involved in the construction and industrial industry in this state. And they work so hard to train those people and prepare those people for a very promising career working labor, working with their hands, with their mind and their heart, and really getting involved. And that's what this show is all about, is getting those people ready, whether it's going to a trade school or going to want to build Mississippi's facilities where they do some training and have masters actually in their field, whether it be welding or plumbing or heating and air conditioning or electrical or anything at all. They do all of that over in their training facilities. They have two training facilities that I know of, one in Pearl over the by the airport, and another one in somewhere, I think it's in North Mississippi. I'm not quite sure where it is, but we'll get a hold of that for a while and find out. But very, very great organization, Build Mississippi. It really is. All right, moving on a little bit. I think that the tools, talking about tools, one of the greatest tools that has come out lately is a oscillating multi-purpose saw. It's a tool that can be used for many, many, many different things. It can be used, and we all struggle with trying to get an undercut saw to cut underneath our door jams so we can put in new flooring, and that's always just sort of a hassle. How do we get to that? Well, that a oscillating multi-purpose tool can do just that, and there are many, many type blades available for it. You can put a metal cutting blade on there and take casing off a wall by slipping the blade behind the casing and cutting the nail. And it works so well and leaves kind of a smooth nail finish, and it really looks good. And that's the way it should be done. But I think the oscillating multi-purpose tool, I've seen it used by so many remodelers for so many different things, and it's become almost their go-to tool for just about anything. I think it's probably the most important tool that's been put on the market since the power drill. I really do think the power drill is probably a very important addition to the power tools, but the oscillating tool is just amazing. It's a multi-purpose tool. It's my favorite tool. Yeah, sometimes it's just called. Yeah, well, you can do so much with it.
I haven't figured out what you can't do yet. I mean, you can even you can figure out how to do about anything. It's so versatile.
It is a very, very versatile tool, and it is, like I said, it's probably the most important tool that's come out, as far as I'm concerned, since the power drill.
I was watching a video the other day of how to bail out a stripped out, whether it's a bolt or uh-huh. a type of, T bit or, yeah. Your Phillips head. And that was pretty cool to watch, taking I wanted to ask you the name of the, it's not a die, but it's a inverted pyramid that has, basically almost like screw grooves in it.
Right.
And so you drill down in that thing, and, you drill out the bad part, and then you get down in it with that piece, and you can back out that.
Right.
And yeah. And that's what I wanted to ask you, because it seems, that's something that we all encounter, is a bad screw.
Oh, for sure.
And getting that thing out of there.
And sometimes that can be a real challenge to get that thing out. But as far as I know, all right, that's called an extractor.
Extractor, right.
Right.
I think, I didn't see the name, but I watched the video,
right.
And nobody said, oh, this is an extractor. But there were several different sizes that went, in the kit. And it was like three or four different size ones.
About 10 years, maybe 20 years ago, we had a meeting, a whole bunch of people getting together. We actually had a supper club, and we're talking about the word extractor. What is an extractor? And pretty much they agreed there's no such thing. There's nothing called an extractor out there. I said, no, there is an extractor. They said, show us one. Well, I couldn't come up with it right then and there, because this was 20 years ago, so I didn't have like a picture to show them or anything. But that's basically an extractor is definitely a good tool, and it works. It works very well. So then,
that's what if I was going into Ace and wanted to try to find that device. Ask for an extractor, likely, or something.
Ask for an extractor, and that'll get you in the right direction anyway, because the service people who are waiting on you, even at Rebel Hardware, will look at you kind of like, let's see, what do you mean? And go looking in the area where that kind of tool would be available. So that would be definitely what you'd go asking for, and would help a great deal. And it really, really does work. It's an amazing tool for sure. Hey, talking about Rebel Hardware Store, one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice, Rebel is just absolutely a fantastic hardware store. Not only are they a great hardware store, but they're also a power equipment center. Their outdoor power equipment center is, like, incredible. They've got zero-turn mowers and push mowers and you name it, whatever, blowers and weed whackers and all the tools that you ever need to get your landscaping the way you want it to be, or maybe you're going to start a business of landscaping care and maintenance. Well, they have all the equipment that you'll ever need to do that. And on top of that, they take care of all their equipment. They have a great maintenance department where you can actually bring your equipment there and they will repair it and give it back to you in no time. Rebel Ace Hardware, great store. Proud to have them as sponsors of this Handyman Show. They do a fantastic job, and I'm really proud to have them on board as one of our sponsors. Rebel Ace Hardware, indeed. Good people, good people. All right, coming up in the second segment, we've got Bulldog Construction with Trey. Trey is going to tell us a little bit about what Bulldog Construction is all about. And I know the name says construction, so a lot of people are thinking, well, we're going to build something, and we're going to actually turn this into, well, Bulldog Construction is a little different, and we'll talk about that with Trey when we come on board. Rather than stick building something, he'll talk about what Bulldog Construction is all about. All right. Well, I was watching them paint a house in my neighborhood the other day, and that's what they did. They painted a house. Did they prep it? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Did they wash it? Mm-mm. Did they get it ready to painting at all? Mm-mm. Did they paint it? That's all they did, is just paint it. And does it look good? Yeah, it really does look good. Wonder what it's going to look like in 5 years. Whereas if they had done the proper preparation and all the cleaning and all the washing, which is really, really important to get all the mildew and mold and dirt off of there, and to use something not only that will remove the mildew but also kill the mildew spores. And at that point in time, once the caulking is in, there's so much preparation that should be done beforehand, before paint goes on. And if everything is in pretty good shape, then maybe all you need to do is wash. If the caulking is in real good condition and the paint's really on that bad a job, but you just need to, you want to change colors or whatever the reason be, you do want to make sure, even if it's sit for maybe a year or two and it just looks pretty good, it still needs to be cleaned long before it's painted. And you'll be so happy that you did that. And it'll make your paint job last a lot longer. Patton and Seabrook and I talk about that a lot, about paint preparation and how important it is. But I guess I'm kind of floored at how little or how it's not done very often. It's not done all the time. People, therefore, don't get the quality out of their paint that they should, the lasting value. If they spend some decent money on getting a good quality paint and good quality application tools and then don't do the proper preparation, there's a problem there. You've got to do the proper preparation. It's important to do. It is, really. You've got to prep first. Prep first, clean later. That's important to do. All right, let's see what's happening on the text line. Oh, wait a minute. What did he say? I can't read what he says up there. He's talking about the extractor.
We've always called them easy outs.
Easy outs.
Or, easy out or easy outs, probably a brand name.
Yeah.
And then we also had Hoot Owl.
A what?
Hudal. He texted us in, and Hudal says easy out, too. So we've got two for two here on easy out.
Easy out. All right. Well, we're going to go with easy out. I like it.
Sounds like the way to roll there.
Yeah, because to me, getting a broken screw head out is not an easy deal.
No. I've suffered through that a couple of times in life when you don't have the right tool.
Yeah.
You're going, how do I do this?
How do I do that?
I've got to get this out.
I've been very lucky where it's cut off a little bit, and I'll drill a hole down the center of the screw and then put a flathead screwdriver in there and turn it just a hair. And if I can get it up maybe just a fraction of an inch, enough that I can grip it with vice grips and tighten it, then I can screw it out. But so I don't really use an extractor. I've been very fortunate to be able to get out screws a different way. I guess that's just a matter of luck. I don't know.
Skill. Give it to skill.
All right.
You are the handyman.
We'll write it off to skill. Okay. All right. We'll call it skill. Handyman. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to be able to get stuff like this. He's supposed to extract stuff that's
not. I asked you. You demand.
That's right. But I don't do that kind of work much anymore. I used to do a lot of that in a construction company I had. Was doing a lot of removing screws and tearing up the screws, and found out things like most of the sheetrock screws or galvanized sheetrock screws have harder headings on them than a lot of the white metal screws. They're softer metal, and they're easier to strip than like a sheetrock screw. Sheetrock screw is pretty hard to strip. It can be done, but a lot of times what happens is you end up stripping your bit, and the bit gets stripped a little bit. And once the bit gets a little stripped, particularly on a Phillips, get rid of it.
Time to go.
Then get rid of it, put a new one in there. It's probably a number two, because number two is the standard of the industry. However, there are smaller ones. Number one, which fits really small Phillips heads, and then there's a number three, which fits bigger Phillips heads. So there are different size bits for screw bits for your drill bit or your screw gun or whatever you use, but that'll work for you, and that works really well. All right, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My guest coming up, Trey with Bulldog Construction. We're going to talk a little bit about what Bulldog Construction is all about. Don't you go away. I'll be right back here in Super Talk.
Wait right here. Wait till I come back around. You and I will go. We'll just sit and watch it all go.
When you listen to Super Talk Mississippi, you become part of a statewide community, a community of knowledgeable, engaged, enlightened, well-informed, hard-working men and women just like you, all eager to see the Magnolia State grow and prosper. There may be some disagreement on how to get there, but the goal remains the same, for each Mississippian to reach their American dream. Thanks for listening and being a part of the conversation on Super Talk Mississippi.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
The
Chicago. A night by the fork. Well, and a plate of green. That's the way you spell. New Orleans. Girl over there with the hot pants on. Tonaloo. Let her turn me on. And that woman, Lord, go hand in hand. like a bow-legged woman and a knock-kneed man. Oh, Lord. Nothing in the world like a bow-legged woman when she loves her.
Well, we shouldn't have so much fun with the music around here, but we do. I'm sorry. That's just part of it. All right. Good morning. I want to answer a quick text before we get going. A person asked about prepping brick. What's the proper preparation for brick before you paint it? I really believe if you pressure wash it one time and get it really clean, that's all you really need to do. Just get it needs to be absolutely clean. You can't have any dirt built up on there, and that's how I'm going to answer that question. And we're going to go now to Trey on the phone, and Trey's with Bulldog Construction. Good morning. How are you, Trey?
Morning, buddy. How are y'all?
I'm doing great, man. On this holiday weekend, I'm looking forward to just a couple of days of R&R and football.
Oh, yeah. College football's back.
That's it, man. I'm be watching it for sure. And I know some people that are going to be there, but not me. That's okay. And at this weekend, that's kind of okay. I don't feel like going much anywhere anyway. Tell us about Bulldog Construction.
Yeah, Bulldog Construction, we've been in business for 32 years this year.
Wow.
Started as a civil commercial concrete contractor, and we've developed into other sectors. And one of our businesses, one of our parts of our business is a polyurethane division, and we do a number of different things, buddy, with polyurethane foams.
There's a lot of people who have trouble believing that polyurethane foam is a product that can really be can substantially improve any sort of concrete walkway, driveway, walk around the pool path, anything at all. But they have a hard time believing that something like poly is strong enough or stout enough to hold that. They have doubts.
We've been using polyurethanes for close to 13, 14 years now, and a number of different applications we use on the highways for the highway department. So this is not your standard polyurethane foam that you would think of. It's very similar to spray foam insulation, just in the sense it is a pleural component when mixed together creates a chemical reaction and therefore an expansion, which we use the expansion to manipulate and move concrete.
Wow. And when it dries very hard, I guess, I would assume.
Correct, yeah. It is. It's about 1/25 the weight of concrete per square foot.
Wow.
And then again, we use this on highways. The likelihood of you driving over a bridge abutment or a bridge approach slab or even a concrete highway that's got polyurethane under is pretty good in Mississippi.
Yeah, it's, in other words, that a lot of that goes on, and a lot of that is what you end up ending to do, whether it's for the state or for the cities.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's,
but this same product, translates into a lot of residential applications, like you said, driveways, walkways, sidewalks, pool decks. Erosion control, seawalls, void filling, stabilization. So a multitude of applications for the residential consumer.
You know, as often as I talk about driveways being unlevel and being out of square and I talk about how that can be repaired, people still don't seem to grasp hold of that as well as they should to know, and they tend to let their driveway or walkway or whatever go beyond being able to be repaired, being able to be fixed, because of their lack of knowledge. And how do you inform them?
Well, so, you know, I've said this many times on the show, your driveway is probably one of your largest investments in your house that you use every day.
Yeah.
The removal and the replacement of a concrete driveway is rather expensive. A lot of homeowners don't understand that. So they just think, well, we'll just let it go and have it replaced one day. Well, you're going to have sticker shock when you see it. So
yeah, then comes
a lot of ways to mitigate the movement and solve the problem up front.
Right. But people don't understand. When driveways basically are poured in a slab, like a slab is poured during the slab or poured afterwards, it doesn't matter. Driveways don't seem to get the same attention that the slab does. Am I correct in saying that?
That's correct, yeah. And more so because of it being exposed to the elements more than your slab is.
Yeah.
It is conducive to a lot more movement and need of maintenance and, just a watchful eye to make sure nothing's happening that can deteriorate the concrete.
Right, because so much, well, concrete depends on the soil underneath it, and in Mississippi, but we just happen to suffer with a whole bunch of different kinds of soils that do all sorts of different things. But that's what that urethane foam is all about, is to repair those things. And once they're repaired, is that a permanent fix?
Yes. The polyurethane has the different standards of tests that these urethanes go through to be able to be a candidate for highway department repair are pretty, strenuous. So,
sure.
And they've had testing going on for a number of years. This is a product that has been brought to the Mississippi market within the past 10 to 15 years. It has been used across the country in other applications in other states for well over 20 plus years. So the polyurethane, the only thing that breaks down the polys that we use that are geotechnical polyurethanes are UV rays. So it is made to be applied some sort of way in direct contact with the subgrade.
Okay, so
not exposed to the element, or not exposed to UV rays.
UV light, right? Which can really UV light is like it's detrimental to almost everything.
That's right.
I mean, when
these polyurethanes are also hydrophobic, so it's a great application to where one of the biggest deterioration factors of a driveway is water intrusion, especially like you said with our soils around here.
Yeah,
and that could be water intrusion, the introduction of it, or the removal of it,
right,
which is what we've had earlier this year, kind of a drought situation causing all of those soils to kind of shrink and start to dry up and restrict themselves away from concrete or your house slab. Which could invite movement.
Yeah, invited. In the beginning of this year, it seemed to want to make your driveway crack more. I mean, the cracks got wider, so to speak.
That's right. And it's the removal of moisture in the subgrade and the concrete, everything around it. So what a great time to introduce a polyurethane to it. And, if you have shrinking or consolidation of subgrade soils,
yes,
we can apply a minimally invasive expansive polyurethane to create a kind of a bridge gap in between the consolidated soil and the concrete to stabilize it, or we can even move the concrete back into place if it has shifted.
Yeah. So, but people need to understand that this is something that can be done. They can have a practically like new driveway again just by repairing their existing driveway and doing all the proper necessary precautions. And they'll save a fortune as opposed to replacing the driveway.
Absolutely. This repair method is, if you catch it early enough, and don't let your driveway deteriorate and start spalling and cracking too bad beyond repair.
Right.
This is a great repair method. Again, it's very minimally invasive. There's no heavy equipment. You can drive on it the day we get done working, as long as we don't use any sort of joint sealant or something like that that needs surface time to cure. So this is something that by the time you get home from work will be done and your driveway will look like it was prior to prior to the movement.
Sure. How about around a lake, water walls or any kind of
seawalls, bulkheads, anything that water. Water seems to be our biggest enemy around here. But
oh yeah, it's always it never sleeps. It's always trying to get into your house.
That's right. So we have a series of products or polyurethanes that are perfect for seawall encapsulation or sealing or bulkheads or so forth to prevent water intrusion from passing through. It helps consolidate the soils consolidate into one mass behind seawalls. Again, just in that repair, there's still no heavy machinery needed. You're not digging up your backyard. We stretch a hose from the front to the back to repair or to use it as a repair method. So it's a great tool. Again, it's something that I can't stress enough is very minimally invasive. A lot of people call and say, well, I don't want, you know, a lot of trucks and heavy equipment on our driveways or in our yard. We have beautiful landscape.
Sure.
That is not the way we do it unless it's something that is just absolutely needed. We try to be very conscientious of what we're repairing and what we have to tear up to do so.
Yeah. When somebody, let's say, for instance, a driveway repair, and I know it's a matter of how bad is it and how much needs to be done, but what kind of time are we looking at for a repair job to be done, both from a minimum amount of work to the maximum amount of work that you can do and still make a driveway survive?
From a cost standpoint, buddy?
No, a time. How much time would it take?
Look, so, you know, a minimum job of us coming out and remove or manipulating one panel to move it back into place or do a little joint sealant, you could be a couple of hours to, you know, maybe a day at most for most applications. And again, when we leave, you can pull back onto the driveway and park in the garage again. So
that just floors me a little bit.
Yeah. So it's compared to the alternative of tearing your driveway up that's going to take a day and then pouring it back in a day or two and then staying off of it for a week at a time and then coming back and redoing the landscape around it, planting new grass around it, you know, so that you're a week or two at doing that and you have heavy construction around your house. This is something, again, we could do while you're at work, and by the time you get home, it'll be repaired.
Well, and people should take advantage of that. How do they call you? How do they get an estimate? How do they find out about this?
Oh, yeah, we'd love to talk to you about it. Call our office at 601-853-4242,
853-4242. And from there, they'll talk to somebody who will either put them in touch with somebody or they can help.
That's right. We can even answer most questions over the phone. If you can give me a little bit of insight of what's going on, I may could point you in the right direction or even maybe shoot us some pictures of your problem and go from there. It may be the solution may be a lot more easily at your fingertips than one may think. So
sure.
Give us a call, give us a shot, and let us see if we can help you.
Well, Trey, I just thank you for your time. Is there anything else we need to know about Bulldog Construction?
Absolutely not. Just give us a call, buddy. I appreciate everything y'all do on the show and look forward to a good Saturday. Hopefully the rain will hold off and everybody can enjoy a little college football.
I think that's all happening tonight around in the state anyway, and looking forward to it. So you have a great weekend. I hope you have a great holiday and look forward to next time we talk.
Sounds good. Appreciate y'all, buddy.
Bulldog Construction. Appreciate them very much. Good sponsor, good company, and they take care of business the way it should be. And don't be afraid to call them and thinking, you know, I need to put this off a little bit because I don't know. It could get very – well, how do you know? Call them. Find out and talk to them and get an estimate and find out what kind of money we're talking about spending. And they'll give you some pretty good thoughts on it and it will help you an awful lot and get you to where you can understand exactly what they're doing and how to go about doing it. Bulldog Construction. Great company. Great company. All right. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Bill Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. On the other side of glass is Lance is over there. Lance, anything new on the what does Paula from Dentville say?
Yeah, I had accidentally hit 999 and sent it to her, and I was looking for a song. I got too many keyboards. let me get to the right. Let me turn this one on.
999.
Yeah, let me turn this on for you. This is
blinking, beeping, and flashing lights. Blinking and beeping and flashing. They're flashing and they're beeping. I can't stand it anymore. They're blinking and beeping.
Wait a minute.
That's airplane.
Yeah. What was that, Garden Mama Show?
That was me for a minute. Like, they're blinking, they're flashing. That's one of my favorite clips. From Airplane 2 with William Shatner melting down over all the blinking and flashing lights.
You have a strange sense of humor.
I know, I know. Yes, sir.
That's our Lance. He's with it all the time. Well, we're going to take a short break and come back with a music segment. My name is Buddy Slowick, Mississippi's handyman, here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be back in just a few.
No matter where you go, Super Talk Mississippi is there. With FM signals all over the state, you can hear Super Talk Mississippi from the Delta to the Red Clay Hills of Meridian and from Oxford to Biloxi. And when you're out of the state, you can always get the latest Mississippi news and talk online at supertalk.fm. And on your smart device with the Super Talk app, you're proud to call Mississippi home, and we're proud to cover your state like no one else. Thanks for listening to Super Talk Mississippi.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Sounds like somebody having trouble with a power tool. Who is that?
Randy Rhodes, over the mountain.
Of course it's someone having trouble. It's just like, that explains it.
That's a sawzall at work right there.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
On some copper tubing.
Well, I announced a music segment coming up, and that wasn't true. That's not going to happen. Lance is keeping me aware of the time, which I don't know. I thought it was time to go to music, but it's not. We're going to do some more We're going to do some more handyman stuff. Seriously, now we're going to do some handyman stuff. I'm trying to be
safe. Hey, you know, I want to mention one thing. And there's a house I pass regularly when I cut through to go home. I'll cut over to Old Canton sometimes just to avoid the traffic of 51 and Lake Harbor. And it's an easy little cut through. But there's a home back in, I guess it was probably about 8 or 9 months ago, that was crushed by a huge oak tree.
Ooh.
And I want you to ride by it one day. I'm going to give you directions when you go home to cut through that way. And I want you to see this. I mean, and the question I have is, I mean, a house can be totaled, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And any insurance folks out there, I've not seen one. You know, we had a totaled cabin.
Right.
And it took a while to build it back. But this home has been sitting there for 8-9 months. I mean, half of it's crushed and hanging off. And it looks very dangerous. I mean, it's not a secure work site. I mean, it's just left. It looks like they're going to just abandon this home. And it's a two-story, kind of a, older style build, wraparound porch, in a very nice looking home. But you leave, I want to give you directions, because I want you to go by there. And when we come back next week, tell me what you think's going on there, because it's been like this for months and months. I mean, it looks unbelievably unsafe to leave like that with other homes around it. And I was just curious what you thought may be going on there.
If I had to pull a thought out of my brain without going to look at it, what I'd say is it sounds to me from here like maybe they were behind on their house payments and their insurance policy lapsed, mm-hmm. and that wasn't paid, and the tree fell on the house, mm-hmm. and they had no recourse but to leave.
Okay, yeah, I mean, and that's what it looks like. I don't know about the insurance side, but
I don't know either.
I'm telling you, it's sad.
That's
it's
what really it sounds like.
Home that, just, yeah. It's down the street, basically, from us. And I have not seen one like that, even with all the trees and hitting homes and
sure.
stuff. But this one, it's just like, wow. You know, I haven't seen that, being somebody who spent 20 years as a realtor and, you know, in finance. Usually you don't just leave something that has value unless there is some financial issue with it, potentially. But, it was just, you know, when you see it, you're going to go, oh, wow.
That's amazing. Yeah. It's you know, but there's a lot of people that end up buying more house than they really can afford, and then they can't afford to furnish it properly, and they try to make the payments, and before you know it, they're in financial trouble. And that happens more than not, and I've seen it a lot. And that could be the situation there.
My question to you is, when you look at it, can this home, I mean, is this one that could even be fixed? I mean, it looks...
Well, the tree fell right in the middle?
It basically hit half the house. The front half seems okay, but the back half is just shredded.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a car, you know, that's been, the frame's all been up, and they go, well, it's totaled.
Yeah.
But again, I just wanted to mention that. Somebody may know in the area others like that where they've seen something hammer it, and maybe you have an idea, but I've just never seen a totaled, like, you know, primary residence.
Yeah.
I'm sure they exist, but our cabin was like 600 to 700 square feet, not 3,000, you know. So,
well, I had a tree fall on my house about 10, maybe 15 years ago, and on the back, we have my house is a split house, split plan, whereas one side is all a master suite and a master bath and a pretty big bedroom, and that's what the tree fell on, that suite. And fortunately, it didn't come inside the room at all, but it ruined the whole entire roof section and whole. And I had that. Half the roof was replaced. I replaced all of the roof shingles. I paid for that, to getting that done. But still, to this day, I go looking at the walls inside my bedroom, and I can still see where sheetrock nails were popped just a little bit. And they were from the weight of that tree falling down so hard on it. And there's a little bitty crack somewhere there where there weren't before. Because a very stable foundation in my house.
Yeah, and, you know, I've seen some pretty bad homes. I watched one in Oxford cave in because the actual lot, the foundation was terrible.
Yeah.
Homes... the laminated beam must have collapsed, and I mean, it just caved in. And it's amazing what people that are really good at building, like Trey, you know, and the leveling and those folks that know what they're doing. I mean, that house looked brand new when they were done, and it looked totaled to me. I mean, it was a runt job. You know, you're like, this is absolutely unfathomable that this could happen. You know, they come in there and they fix it, jack it up, do whatever they did. I mean, it was amazing. It looked brand new. And that's why I was looking at this going, I've seen some bad problems.
Right.
I mean, I've never seen one just sit there for 8-9 months and just rot.
And nobody cared about it at all.
Yeah, it's just odd. It was an odd.
It's too big of a... it sounds to me like a pretty valuable piece of property if it were, like, in good shape.
I mean, it's in the city limits of Jackson, okay? We're in, and there are a lot of abandoned
homes. But if it's on
Jackson,
Old Cannon Road, still.
Yeah, it's right off Old Cannon. I mean, it's still a very solid and stable area, and that's what kind of threw me off.
Yeah.
Just wow.
I'll have to go ahead and take a look at it.
Before you leave, I'll tell you how to cut through and get there, but it's an interesting one. And you could multi-tooling on that one.
Forever.
You'd be working all day on just one little segment there.
I've never been to a job site where my crew's been working on Windows before where they didn't have a multi-tool using it for something.
They're amazing.
For all sorts of things.
I did something a couple days ago with a multi-tool. I can't even remember. It's just you always find some way.
See, I don't have one.
Really?
Because I don't use tools all that much anymore, just to do my own little projects, but I don't use them. Like, I had a toolbox full of just great quite great tools and all sorts of things. I gave it away to the guy who was the producer before you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah.
Well, he had a little truck, and I had a little truck at the time, and it would fit very well in the truck. It was a regular toolbox.
You let go of tools.
And I had tools in it. I had
so many of them.
I had pump jacks in and all sorts of things. And I hadn't used them in years, so I
would love to for our listeners, our family out there, to share their truck box. I'm going to take a picture of my dad's. When you open it, it's so slammed full of everything, and he knows where every it's right there under this and that and other. I don't care. It's not, but he knows where it is.
How my truck box was.
I mean, it'd take five people to lift this thing up.
No, that's not how it should be.
But I want our listeners to show me what an organized truck box.
Let's see. You'll probably find more organized truck boxes on supervisors than you will on workers.
I'm telling you, my dad's, I believe we could build a neighborhood with what's in there. You just need the wood. Everything else is right there.
Right where you can get to it.
Easy to get to.
Send us some pictures of your inside of your toolbox. Let's get a look at what so many people are carrying around. I'm curious. Our tax number is 601-879-4395. Send us some pictures, man. I want to see some toolboxes that, I don't know, maybe you'll give them away, maybe you won't. All right. Now, I believe we're going to take a short break. We've got national news, Fox News coming your way, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. This is the Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Sloak. Music segment coming up. Be right back.
I said, bouncer, where I was, he said, son, you're a field. Honky-tonk, picking line dance kicking, razorback sticking, barbecue chicken, laundromat bar and grill.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice. Tune into Under the Hood, and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm. Feeling down? Here's your prescription for a daily dose of good news and positive vibes. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Every afternoon, Rebecca highlights all the good things happening right here in the state you call home. Daily exposure to Good Things with Rebecca Turner may cause smiling, feelings of positivity, happiness, and even laughter. When you experience these symptoms, tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi and now on Amazon Alexa devices.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to the Handyman Show. It's Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. A couple pictures of Command, which I think are just kind of great. Nick from Oxford sent a picture of using half-inch plywood as dividers in his toolbox and has it very, very organized. Whereas Magnolia Custom Interiors from Magnolia sent a picture of stuff inside.
Hey, he looks like me. That's my car. Thank you, Magnolia. Dylan, you're the man.
He said he didn't want to show his toolbox because this is great inside
minds,
his truck.
Great minds think alike, Dylan. Yeah, you and me, bud.
Probably, Dylan, because you probably couldn't get out of the truck to get to the toolbox.
Yeah. I took a moment yesterday to scrape some of the goodies out. Unneeded.
Thank you for those pictures. pictures, guys. Yes. We appreciate it very much, and we won't make any more fun of you.
No, no, it's not. It's the truth. We all have different personalities.
That's,
you know,
right.
Some people are extremely neat. Some of
us
the sloppier, and, you know, you can find it. And when it gets neat, you don't know where it is.
You don't know where it is. All right. Moving ahead to the music segment. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about the Edgar Winter Group. And Edgar Winter and his brother Johnny were great musicians, and I believe they were albinos.
Both of them.
Yeah, I mean, both of them. But really who I want to talk about more than anything is Rick Derringer, because Rick Derringer played with the Edgar Winter Group a lot, and he was actually a lot of the vocals on there. He sang lead vocals on Free Ride, and he played guitar on it as well, played an incredible guitar. He plays an incredible guitar, is an incredible vocalist, is a producer, has done all sorts of recording. His first hit came with a group called the McCoys. He was the leader of the McCoys, and it was Hang On Sloopy. That was Rick Derringer, Hang On Sloopy. And then he got involved with the Edgar Winter Group, and did a great song called, they had many, many great songs, Free Ride, and Frankenstein was also a great, great song. And then Derringer went out on a solo and did solo work and did Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, which is just an amazing song. It's just so fun to play. It's just, it's great. But let's give a listen to the Edgar Winter Group and Rick Derringer doing Free Ride. All right. Amazing song. Great, great, great guitar work and vocals. And the Edgar Winter Group did some amazing stuff. Listening to Frankenstein is the same sort of ordeal. It's like you get captured by the playing of it. It's just, it's so amazing. It's just, whoa. All right, let's move on a little bit. We're going to talk about a group that is big worldwide. In America, yeah, they did okay. They formed in 1999. They're called Kings of Leon. And they're actually a very, very good group. They had 9 top singles in the UK, and they were worldwide famous. They have known all over the place, and they are originally formed by brothers Caleb and Nathan, and by a couple of cousins, Jared and Matthew, and they began a band called Kings of Leon, and they did some great, great music. And one of their songs that we're going to listen to a little bit is called Back Down South. So let's give a listen to Kings of Leon. down south now, y'all. It's a great place to be. Little do people know. I have something to say. Let the Yankees stay up there. And that's coming from somebody who used to live up there.
You mean up there?
Way up there. All right. Lance, I'm going to turn it over to you. Let's see what you're going to. Did you bring your instruments today? You going to rock in there?
I'm just going to let Amy LeVere do the rocking for me today. Some folks may not really know who Amy is, but.
No, I don't. Let me start
her career in Nashville and moved back to Memphis. She is. She was nominated in her second album, which rose to number 6 on the Americana music charts. She rose up to number 6 on that, nominated for the Americana Music Awards. She's played alongside Lyle Lovett, Todd Snyder, also was a piece as a rockabilly queen and walked the line as an actress. Just released in 2019 her seventh album, and she plays the stand-up bass.
What's her last name?
LeVere.
LeVere.
And she is extremely talented and does a lot of collaborations with people like Luther Dickinson and the North Mississippi All-Stars type guys and Cody and Luther. And so played is just really unique to me, and I always love this song. There's others that are very good you might want to go check out. But this one, some people may recognize it, is played in the movie The Heartbreak Kid with Ben Stiller. An extremely underrated comedy, if you haven't seen it. The Heartbreak Kid, both Ben Stiller and his dad Jerry star in it together. It is a great movie, and if you hadn't seen it, watch it. But this song is featured in it, and I wanted to play this one because it's one most people probably have never heard, but it's a beautiful song.
All right, so here let's listen
LeVere.
To it. All right.
Just a little quick cut for you. I don't want to take up too much of your time here, but that was a great song. Please go check out the full version of that. And there's all kinds of other good songs she has, but that's one that is just kind of, anytime you listen to it, it kind of throws you into a good mood.
You seem to know something about her. I'm going to ask you a question. Does she play a stand-up fat bass or an electric bass?
Stand-up fat bass.
Yeah,
and I think it's an old one, too.
Yeah.
A friend of mine in Oxford, he was known for the same. And, man, just watching somebody play the old stand-up,
bass. What's a guy from New York, that older guy, is so tremendous at stand-up bass. I can't think of his name right now, but he's tremendous. Stand-up bass is just an incredible instrument.
It is, and she's amazing at it.
And you're right, the North American All-Stars, the North Mississippi All-Stars, and Luther and his brother Cody, they just lean towards that type of instrument, more towards of a weird kind of instrument, if you will, something that we don't consider
usual. When we went over to, was it St. Andrews, and saw Bobby and the crew, and you had Otha Turner's granddaughter playing the flute made out of cane, and just so many cool things that
make great music.
Yeah, great music. But at any rate, y'all check out her out. I think y'all will love the music.
I'm going to listen to one
folks maybe you hadn't heard of before.
There's so many people that are so good that we have not heard of before. Because they haven't made that national splash yet.
Now, she did tour all over, but again, just very kind of a smaller niche there, more Americana.
I'm going to do in the next couple of weeks is another one on Larkin Poe. I haven't done much on them. I did one a long time ago, but they still, to me today, like, wow. Well, I'll talk about that whole lot more later when we get to it. Right now, we're going to move ahead with the a group called Supertramp. Supertramp been around since 1970, and hit after hit after hit. They'd take the long way home and give a little bit, and just, you know, so many great, great songs. They had some health issues where the man who was running their board and wrote a lot of their songs actually passed away in 2020. His name was Roger Hodgson. He passed away. And then Rick Davies has had cancer in 2015, but it was cured, and he now lives on Long Island and plays in the bars and whatnot. But Supertramp, great group, great song called Goodbye Stranger. Supertramp.
Was it early morning yesterday?
Yes.
I was up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne, I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as a ship out through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few.
Supertramp, great group, a great addition to the music scene in America. I want to talk a little bit about our take before we get to it, because to me, the Section is just an amazing group. The Section is like, they're studio musicians who have basically backed James Taylor, Jackson Brown, you name it. You know, they've backed so many people. And some of the people in the Section, in this particular version of the Section, Danny Kochmer plays guitar. We're going to listen to the Section playing Magic Lady with the Section. Leland Skard, Russell Kunkel, and Greg George and Danny Kochmer, the Section. Hey, listen to them.
Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties, if it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the SuperTalk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. SuperTalk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi, your new home for the Ben Shapiro Show.
We don't hold back. We never shy away from telling you the truth.
The most electrifying national talk show on air today.
We have the most important guests and the biggest thinkers in America.
Ben Shapiro, brutally breaking down the issues of the day.
From politics to pop culture, we take a look at all of it. So don't miss out.
Weeknights at 9.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to the Ben Shapiro Show.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
Gallo here.
Guy knows how to use a wah-wah pedal, that's for sure.
Old Joe cuts it up, doesn't he?
Wow. Satriani.
Wow, that's who that was. I figured it was somebody great.
Surfing with an Alien is a great, great disc. You know?
Something great,
outer space with a guitar.
Really. I wanted to add a little bit to our music segment on the section. We're talking about the section. The section is a group that is... It's not only just four people, it changes from time to time. Waddy Watchell is part of the section, and he's a guitar player, a very, very good guitar player who played a lot with Warren Zevon. He played with Stevie Nicks. He plays Stevie Nicks exclusively as her guitar player. But he's also part of the section, and the section just goes on and on. They are so good. All right. Handyman stuff. Getting back to the handyman stuff. Hey, text us at 601-879-4395. We're going to be here till 12 o'clock making all sorts of noise on the radio about things around your house. We're going to talk a little bit about the difference between MDF particle board, wafer board. Huh? Well, particle board, it shouldn't be confused with any of the above. Particle board is not MDF and it's not wafer board. Particle board is just a board that's really been put together and for interior use only, because water is going to actually make it dissolve and turn into like oatmeal, if you will. Particle board is a great product for underlayment on floors, and it's used in many places for that particular purpose. Now, MDF is medium density fiberboard. That's a lot different particle board. It's a lot tougher. It's a lot harder. MDF, I'm not going to say it can stand underwater for a long time. It really can. It's going to expand after a period of time, but it can take a little bit of water before it gets that way. MDF is a good product, and it's used mostly, you'll find it on factory cabinets on the sides are MDF, and there's a lot of places you'll find MDF that are kitchen counters, tables are a lot of times MDF with just a veneer of wood on top, and you'll find that a lot. MDF is used an awful lot in the production of furniture, medium density fiberboard. Now, waferboard is something totally different. Waferboard was produced because plywood was getting so very expensive, plywood coming from all different trees and whatnot. And waferboard is basically a whole bunch of waste products that would be thrown into the trash, but are then glued together and epoxied together and made into a board, which is the same thickness. It's really 17/16 of an inch thick, which is not quite a 16th of an inch off half inch. Same as half inch plywood. And it's used pretty much now in place of half-inch plywood, because half-inch plywood has gotten to the point where it's no longer affordable. And I mean, people have gone from everything in siding, from blackboard to they went to just boards before that, before blackboard, just boards, just 1x6, 1x8 boards. And they used blackboard. And then they tried some energy shield or foam-faced, foil foam-faced rigid insulation, which actually nailed up as your sidewalls, and it had some structure to it, but it wasn't as tough as wafer board. Wafer board has much more structure to it and much stronger. So everybody pretty much has turned to using wafer board, and it is really a good product. Well, wafer board is used a lot on roofing, and I guess my whole thing with using wafer board on roofing is I really do believe that they should use not 7/16 wafer board on roofing with clips, but they should use 5/8 wafer board, and they use ply clips on wafer board to keep the joints from actually settling. Ply clips help a great deal. Wafer board is a good product. Wafer board is a pretty good product. Used a lot in a lot of different things. And a lot of people use wafer board for sheathing and for many things, for flooring up in the attic. And there's a lot of different reasons why wafer board can be used. But keep in mind, half-inch wafer board, or 7/16 to be more accurate, wafer board in your attic really is not going to be a substantial floor. It's going to be a hoopy, and it's not strong enough really to be a floor joist, to cover a floor joist. You really should use something a little thicker than half inch. It will do you much better. So, hey, that's what I have to say about that. And anybody that has any comment on that. We want to hear what you have to say about wafer board and particle board and MDF. All right. Well, working with wood, you can create many, many things, including structures and furniture and fine pieces of art. And there's many, many types of wood, soft woods and hardwoods and woods that take a lot of work, and some woods that are so hard that they're not even good for saw blades. They're called ironwood. Ironwood is very, very tough. It's really hard on saw blades. You'll have to get a special diamond cut saw blade to cut through it. But wood is something that is, it's just something that's around every one of us all over the place. It's everywhere we sit. It's around me. It's around Lance. It's around you. You look around your whole place where you're sitting right now, and I'm sure somewhere you'll see wood. And if you don't, it's because it's covered with some kind of leatherette material or some material that can make it look like that. But, there's wood around each and every one of us. But there are some people who take it to a fine, 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 beautiful finish. And they get it as clean as it can be and looking as good as it can. Wood is a good, good product, a renewable product, and going to be around for forever. Yeah, well, as long as we're around forever, it will be with us. And we do have a growth situation where we're replanting and regrowing trees again, which is important because they're part of what we build this nation with, wood. It really is an important product in household living. Wood makes everything great. All right. Well, anytime you're doing any sort of remodeling in your home, one, make sure you have everything in place before you start the project and have everything you need before you start the project, including all the necessary tools, all the necessary equipment, and then when you start a project, try and pick timeless material that is going to look good in 10 years or in 20 years or still look good. Things like if you take subway tile is that it's about 6 inches long and maybe 4 inches wide, and It's basically, it's called subway tile, and you see it all over the place, and it makes great backsplashes, and it makes great shower stalls, and it's timeless. It can become in many different colors and somewhat different shapes, where it's kind of oval, not oval shape, but a bowl shape, if you will, but it's still got that rectangular subway tile look to it. And subway tile is something that is timeless. And I don't think that it's something that we're going to worry about ever going out of style. Another thing that's important is try and pick colors that are timeless. That's very hard to do because colors end up being falling under the title of fashion very, very often. And our homes, the interior of our homes are painted with the fashion of the day. I'm trying to think if I agree with the fashion of the day or
well,
not.
Well, that's why you call Mr. Patton Seabrook.
Yeah. What's the fashion of the day?
We know. What is a color that is going to stand the trends? If you want to do it once, and every time the wind blows, you don't want to have to paint again because it's trendy. Like you're saying, that those colors that are universal and accepted and always...
I've had that discussion with him before, and here's how it turned out. We talked about... I was asking that exact question. What's a universal, timeless color? And his answer was, buddy, sadly enough, I have to tell you that gray is really what's in. And gray, I said, well... Patton, when gray first came out, I thought a lot about industrial color, and it didn't fit in residentials, and now it's become like the standard of the industry. Is it going to be around in 10 years, you know, or is something going to take its place? I don't know. I don't know. I don't think the decorators know. But when I asked him about standard colors, we did come up with a very neutral type gray that they're using an awful lot in and around town, and that's what I painted the interior of my son's house with, that color gray. So gray would be, at this point in time, would be considered timeless.
I love gray. I've got gray on today.
I've got
your black and red on. I'm a gray guy. I love gray. To me, it's always kind of timeless.
I don't have a red.
White seems to be.
White's timeless. White's timeless, and beige is timeless.
Beige,
Beige is timeless.
You don't get too dark on it. Kind of the gray same way. You keep it kind of light.
Yeah. There's a couple things that are definitely timeless, but you can get into. This fashion and that fashion, maybe it'll look good today, but in 5 years it's going to be out of date. And there's many things that have gone that way, and we learned our lessons with avocado and Harvest Gold.
I grew up in avocado and Harvest Gold. We didn't have the orange one, though. That was the other color that
I missed the much. Orange well, yeah, as well.
We had the avocado for the... for the kitchen,
yeah,
and then we had the yellow bathtubs and all that stuff.
I remember we remodeled the house on the Cape, and we were doing the kitchen, and he used copper tone for everything. Copper tone was happening back then; it was big time. Everything, the stove top was copper tone.
I've got to look this up. I'm drawing a blank on copper tone. I know what it is.
It's big. Yeah. The countertops were even copper tone flake, not white flake, but copper tone flake. So it turned out to be copper tone. It was a big deal at that point and time, and some people still live with a copper tone. Yes, they do. All right, Lance is looking up copper tone.
You got copper tone tanning, but that's not the one we're looking for.
No, the computer's
hurting itself.
It may not go back that far. Who knows? I'm talking about the 50s here. Oh, well. I've gone into many houses and end up using scissors. How many people in their home have a pair of clean scissors? I would doubt many. Scissors are so easy to keep clean with 4-aught steel wool and a little bit of WD-40 and very little elbow grease. In like less than 5 minutes, you can get a pair of scissors working better than they did when they were new. Not only do you clean them, but also on the blade side where it's beveled a little bit, there's a buildup on there. And just if you take the 4-aught steel wool and rub it over there a number of times, you not only will sharpen the blade a little bit, but you'll also get rid of all of the gunk that may build up on it. And then where the scissors actually hinge together, pivot together, a little drop of WD-40 in there, and it lubricates and cleans a little bit, and then wipe it all down with a white rag, and the scissors will work like they should, because there's nothing like using a pair of scissors and having them close once and then stick. It happens to me.
Yeah, you're not supposed to cut bologna with scissors if you're not going to wipe them off.
Right. For sure. Particularly things like chicken and things like that. Wipe them off. Clean them, man. All right. Short break coming up. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
I want to find the right side of you. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it to drown. Didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it to drown. Doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it to drown. Silence knows, can't drown.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Experience.
Lance is going crazy in there. It's the music doing it to him.
The music does it to me. I had to light my lighter up and stand up like I was at a concert.
They don't use lighters anymore. They have their phone.
I mean, I'm old school.
I'm old school too.
I'm the one with the lighter. If they'd let you bring it in.
They'd probably think you're a terrorist.
You don't have a vaping pen? Why do you have a lighter? Yeah, you're going to blow something up?
Really?
No. I'm 50.
Are you a dangerous person?
No, I'm just 50. Yeah. I don't know what a phone is.
I'm old school. That's all I can.
I don't know how to turn the light on my phone.
Get over it. Well, I actually have a light on my phone, but it's the same thing. It's like I can get to it, but it's not easy to turn on. And I know some people can just turn on the light in their phone, and there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've gotten pretty good at it, but, again, it's, you know, the I would prefer to go back. And I liked simpler times. I don't know about you. I like the fact that you had to go listen to an answering machine. You had to check in and do stuff like that. You weren't just so accessible. Again, there's great benefits to it, but I love the checking out side of it.
Well, and I'm the same. Being old school like I am, social media to me is like overkill. It's just too much. It's too much. And it's probably going to get more as time goes on, I believe, with AI becoming a part of everything going on. Social media is like, where's it going to end up? I don't know. That's
a good question.
That's why I'm old school.
You know, as everything seems to, bell bottoms were cool once, right. And then they went out, and then I don't know if they really ever came back. You kind of hope that's what happens with social media. It's, you know, they have a good run, and then it just kind of, there's something better comes about. Because it is a hodgepodge, first of all.
I hope something that comes along is better.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You hope
it's not dangerous.
Right. Better, safer. And again, it still allows the free speech stuff. You know, we're a country that prides ourselves in that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a weird world out on the social media things. Yeah. So in our forum, we use it so much for the job we do to promote.
Indeed.
And stay informed. And I know a lot of people do as well. And thank y'all for all the great things that you put out there.
Oh, yeah.
I find it. But again, there's always that love of getting away from it, too. You know,
my day is so wrapped up in social media. It's like unbelievably. And I'm sure everybody is tied up that way a lot with social media and with the computer and whatnot. But that's just part of life. That's how it is. All right. A couple of things. First, I should do Atlas Foundation. I'm going to run out of time. Atlas Foundation, one of the better foundation companies in the sound of my voice. They really can take care of your slab foundation better than anybody. Atlas Foundation uses a wonderful technique, and with two men, a little equipment, can fix your foundation up in less than a day, and probably in most cases a full day, and really do a great job. You call them at 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, 800-256-1010. Atlas Foundation. They really can. Whether you send them pictures or they'll give you a free estimate, whatever it takes. Tony Arpino wants to fix your foundation because your foundation really is what your house is based on. If you don't have a good foundation, you're going to have trouble with your house. So hopefully you'll catch that problem with your foundation before you start having trouble with your windows not opening and your doors not closing properly. Call Tony Arpino, 800-256-1010. Atlas Foundation. Great company. All right. A lot of people use a claw hammer to, like, remove nails, which is a great thing, and that's what a claw hammer is for. But it's my recommendation that before you remove a nail with a claw hammer, that you should put a pad underneath the hammer so that it doesn't dent the material that you're removing the nail from. Because if you remove a nail leaning against a piece of casing or a piece of board, it's apt to be dented by that hammer. That's why you lay a strip of a little thin piece of plywood or something that will prevent denting in that wood and remove that nail. And the taller it is, the more leverage you have, the more pull power you actually have, and it really does help. So, that's removing nails, do it that way. Of course, if you have a multi-purpose tool, all you do is cut it off and leave the nail right there, right where it is. And you don't bother removing the nail. You just leave it because it's already sealed. It's already been caulked and painted. It's never going to show up again, so you just leave it where it is. And that's just the way that's done. Well, a quick note from the Surgeon General. He claims that living alone and being alone is hazardous to our health. It can shorten our lives. It can create mental problems. It definitely can affect our health. So it's important that we get involved with meeting people and talking to people and having face-to-face with people and having discussions and even arguments, just anything. Go to lunch with a friend or go to lunch with just anybody. Just say, hey, how about lunch today? And just go to lunch with somebody and enjoy it very much. It will really improve your lifestyle. Being lonely is dangerous. Don't be one of those. Get out and do something. One of the Eagles had a song one time called Do Something. I think Don Henley did it. It's called Do Something. Great song. That's true. Do something! And that goes to all you DIYers out there today who are probably taking the weekend off to go watch football or lay on the couch and watch football. Hey, do something. All right? All right. Well, at any rate, we're going to be doing all sorts of things in the upcoming shows. We'll be talking about all sorts of music. Anybody that has any suggestions about groups or music that we could add to the music segment, hey, send it to us on text. We'll get it. We may not get it today. We may not get it till next week, or we may get it. Who knows? But we'll get it for sure. So send us some information if we can. We'd love to have it, and it will help us out a great deal. Maybe there's something that people want to hear that they haven't heard much of. We'll play it. We'll be happy to do that. All right. And Lance has music just up the... You can find anything.
I try. I will say that I'm inspired. Paul is amazing. You always challenge me with things I generally don't know much about. Paul's the same way. So I get a great cross-section between you and Paul of music. And then there's Nellie, who has a great eclectic sense, too. So,
she does.
And, so it's really awesome to blend it all together. I have a fun time with it.
She loves that Cajun stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, and I love it, too. And yeah. Paul's more... Paul loves country. You're rock and roll. Nellie's more of the... she loves the Cajun. It's fun to pull it all together. It's great to have that segment because it kind of, it really does allow me to dig and play with things that I've learned from you or pulled from my own repertoire.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Or things you've learned from Paul.
I mean, it's great. It's a wonderful little segment.
To be honest, some of the country music out there is just, there has been some incredible country music. Right. Some really, really.
And some of the old stuff, too. I mean, wow. It just blows your mind when you go back. Yeah.
Wow.
Buck Owens.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favorites. I played last week, but come on now.
It goes on forever. But we've been like talking about music a whole lot because that's not what we do. We do sometimes. That's why we call this the Rock and Roll Handyman Show, because we do discuss things that are beyond discussion. Hey, thanks for listening this week. About time for us to kick out of here and get to the house and watch some football. Buddy Slowick at Build Mississippi Studios. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next week on The Handyman Show.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
He doesn't accept the narrative. He questions it. We're just getting to the bottom of this. Gallo. Every single morning from 6 till 9. Super Talk Mississippi. No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News.
On air with reports every hour
and breaking news as it happens. Your news
all the time.
On air and online at supertalk.fm.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore Paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down!
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.